From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. University of South Florida School of Public Affairs has released the latest results of their annual Sunshine State Survey. This week, they asked Floridians about environmental issues. USF professor Susan McManus says Floridians believe the state's biggest environmental issue is...
hands down, it's water. Water-related problems, specifically 32%, almost a third, mention either the quality or the shortage of water.
The Sunshine State Survey shows Floridians are now more critical of the state's job protecting the environment. This since the 2012 survey. Only 32% believe the state is even doing a good job. Florida lawmakers have said no to Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, but yes to broadening the program for school-age kids. It was actually a required move under the law. States had until the end of this year to expand Medicaid eligibility for children ages 6 to 18. In Florida, the number of school-age children enrolling in Medicaid rose by 137,000 this year. That includes more than 62,000 kids who transferred from the Florida Children's Insurance Program. GOP-led states have not expanded Medicaid for adults since the Supreme Court made it optional. Republican critics have said expansion would strain state budgets. It could be another sign that the state economy is getting stronger. The newest consumer confidence report shows Florida consumers haven't felt this good about the economy since before the Great Recession. Officials at the University of Florida, where the report was published, say one of the bigger reasons for the increased confidence may be due to the fact that more Floridians are purchasing now big-ticket items. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.